Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
We tried for hours and hours and hours to capture something on camera, and then we put other cameras away, and 30 minutes later, one of the craziest experiences of our life.
Do you not remember one of the fans' moms?
Oh, yeah, like, I remember the fans' mom.
It was like, oh, hey, like, I love your paranormal content, like stroking his back.
Yeah, a little further down than just the back. You know what's even scarier? No matter what, one of us is going to die first.
That's really sad. It's going to make me cry on this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trevor. You've probably seen me here before. Today, I have the pleasure of being joined by YouTube's biggest paranormal investigators, Sam and Colby.
Hey!
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for the show. And they're going to, you know, answer some of your assumptions and things that you have about them. So if you guys want to just introduce yourselves, tell us a bit, you know, give us the cliff notes.
And we're Sam and Colby. You know, we take other creators to the most haunted places in the world. And we started doing haunted videos super seriously in about 2019, but been on social media for about 10 years now.
So the first and foremost, you've heard it before, I'm sure. People assume that everything's fake.
They do.
Yeah. It's all fake.
It's all fake. You heard it here first. It's all fake.
See you next episode.
See you. Like and subscribe.
You're like, we're retired. This is our announcement video.
Peace, guys. But when you really look into it, most of our stuff is not necessarily like always getting some spectacle thing or whatever. It's mostly about the experience of actually doing it. So our whole thing is we'll take people to these haunted places and just document whatever we get. Yeah. Sometimes that's a lot, sometimes that's little, sometimes it's nothing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like also make the assumption like, oh, like if you're filming all these places, don't you, like sometimes it doesn't happen, like things don't happen paranormally, right? And that's true. Like we have scrapped many videos in the past because just stuff doesn't happen all the time.
And a lot of these shoots are like 10 to 12 hours because we shoot overnight. And so our videos are usually around like 60 to 90 minutes. And so with 10 hours of footage, obviously we're going to put like the best parts into the hour. That's why it seems like things are going on all the time because we edit it to be like that.
As anyone on YouTube does.
Right.
Don't want to include the super boring parts.
Sometimes we're just like waiting there for like an hour and we're like, well,
it's not haunted.
I guess this room is just not haunted. We got to move on.
Do you like play games on your phone or do you just kind of sit there?
A lot of time just have conversations with ourselves, like amongst each other, and then we have guests that come to every single video, and so we'll like talk to them, and yeah, a lot of it's just like a waiting game.
It's funny, and that's actually like one of the bigger reasons why we started like having more guests on all the time. Like we used to have like a core group, or a lot of the time it was just me and Colby, and then we saw that it was such an interesting perspective to bring people that weren't into this world and like have them experience this too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our guests, which is so funny, they come in being like, is this real? Like, they don't even believe us. And sometimes they're our friends. We're like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah.
But then we have them experience it. And by the end, almost every single person that we've had on the channel, like, leaves being like, oh, my God, wait, this is insane. Or, like, my level of believing is so much higher than when we first started.
It's not like you can bring in guest after guest after guest and be like, we really need you guys to fake it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Can you just fake, like, there's a ghost there, I swear. Just like, honestly, I swear.
Exactly.
Have you ever felt any pressure, like, maybe there is a shoot or a thing that you've gone to, like, and you were, you know, you put a lot of effort and time into something and something wasn't happening?
The good thing about the style that we do is we don't have to rely on those types of things. So if things don't happen, usually in the edit, we just rely more on the comedy and like the friend vibes and the adventure. So sometimes, like, if nothing happens, then much more of the video, which was what people see, is just us exploring or, you know, playing games with each other, playing pranks and stuff, and it's just less about the paranormal.
People think that you believe that you guys are better than all of the reality TV ghost hunters.
That's
true.
We are.
Okay, good.
Next question.
I respect that answer a lot. I think that's good.
Is that bad?
Confidence is key.
Does everybody think we're conceited? Do people know we're joking? No, we're better than everybody else, actually.
People assume that you upset malevolent spirits or otherwise by kind of filming and doing what you do around those places.
Yeah, maybe, unless they want the attention.
Unless they like it. Unless they're clout chasers.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, what's the difference between a clout chaser and a demon?
Especially in L.A.
You know, in L.A.? Well, you don't know. There's this pretty commonly accepted thing in the paranormal world that filming certain things will actually make stuff happen less. But there's a lot of times that we'll, you know, be investigating and then, you know, turn off the cameras and be like, let's go try that like one more time, just like without the cameras. And sometimes things will happen more. Mm-hmm. Like one of our first experiences ever was like that, where we tried for hours and hours and hours to capture something on camera. And then we put the cameras away and 30 minutes later, one of the craziest experiences of our lives.
I guess a follow up to that, like, what would you say to people that might say that you're like disrespecting these places or these spirits or whatever is there?
I do think there's an element to that in the paranormal world, but we try not to do that. I mm-hmm. just want, like, if you watch our videos, yeah, we joke around, but always at the expense of each other and or our guests, not at the expense of the place. We never want to actually disrespect the history or the spiritual energy there. We do like have fun. Like it's a fun gig to be like exploring with your friends. But all of our jokes and stuff are to each other and stuff because, again, like we're not trying to disrespect anybody. And honestly, we've seen time and time and time again that the more respectful we are, usually the better the activity is. Mm-hmm. So if you have the perception of us, I challenge you to watch our videos.
Some people assume that nothing scares you anymore. You've been doing this for a while. Do you still get spooked?
It depends on the place. Like each spot has its own lore and like different ghosts haunting each area. So yeah. Like, believe it or not, we still do get scared. Like even this year, there's been like some locations that have been like absolutely terrifying. Like specifically, we just bought a random like school in Iowa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is insane. But yeah, we weren't expecting that to be as crazy as it turned out to be. And now we're horrified of our own school. So.
Nice.
Not good. Not good.
You had to go to the principal's office.
Exactly.
There's obviously a lot of horror content out in the world, a lot of it fictionalized. Does watching horror movies ever feel like work, or do you guys like watching horror movies?
It's honestly like we take notes when we watch horror movies. Like we'll be like paying attention and being like, oh, that was a cool sound effect they used.
Like, yeah, it's like, whoa, awesome. That music is dope. We should use that. Yeah, you know? That's cool. Actually, which is so sad, we hardly ever watch horror movies though. I probably watch like maybe one horror movie a year. And mm-hmm. if we do, it's honestly a lot of the times for research, especially if, you know, one of our locations has a movie based on it too. We love to watch those movies and just like see, you know, what people think of the place before we go. It's hard to like watch anything horror or any other like paranormal like YouTube video and not feel like you're like in a job.
Yeah, and plus we're not just like going to these places and then experiencing it at the actual like physical place, but when we get back, we have to edit, look up horrifying stock footage every single day for hours. So it's like, we need a break from all like the scary things in our lives.
Yeah, I go home and I don't make any jokes. I never say anything funny. Some people assume that your views on religion and afterlife have changed since you started doing this.
It's a great question because we both have very like differing views. I was born and raised Christian my entire life. And so if anything, this has like helped me with my faith like even more. Now that I've been seeing this like with my own eyes and we've captured so much evidence, it like gives you hope.
It's funny, that actually was the origin story of why we got haunted. Mm-hmm. I really didn't believe in any like possibility of there being ghosts. And I also was pretty anti-religious at a point.
Yeah.
And one day we went to our first like real like ghost hunting place, the Queen Mary, mm-hmm. and we had an experience so crazy that it made me for the first time ever say, maybe I am wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe there are things that I can't explain and there is this other paranormal world or there is this spiritual side of things. And it completely changed my idea and perception on spirituality and religion. And I was like, I want to do this more often. And so when the opportunity came to kind of shift our content a little bit, we're like, yeah, wait, this would be so interesting to go down this route, and like push this boundary, especially because of the difference in our views, especially at the very beginning. It made it really interesting.
Some people think that one day you'll become ghosts. I guess in your experience, do you feel like there's a parameter or criteria that like maybe would make someone stay in this realm versus moving on to whatever is after?
That's a really good question. I think if we like exactly knew the answer, we'd be God.
What's the vibe?
No, so everything that we've like heard from people that we've interviewed and stuff like that will say that like a traumatic experience where a lot of emotion like is or happened, like let's say like somebody got murdered mm-hmm. or whatever, and it was like a horrific scene, like that sort of like scars like the energy in a place yeah. and therefore like a ghost will stay or be trapped. But again, like it's this is all theories, like nobody yeah. really knows.
In our experience, there is a difference between what we like to say residual energies and like intelligent energies. And the difference between the two is, like you said, maybe a place might have an energy that stays. Mm-hmm. It might be like a place has a memory, and that memory could be replayed. That energy could be replayed. But that's not like someone still there because of a traumatic event or whatever mm-hmm. it has. And then there are definitely times that we feel like we're talking to something intelligent.
Yeah, maybe they had like unfinished business. Maybe they felt like they had like a message they had to give to somebody living. And by the way, we are like in zero way experts at all with the paranormal field or yeah. anything. Like we are two kids with a camera, like just yeah. like, documenting our experiences.
You have more experience than I do. Maybe. I've never seen a ghost.
Maybe.
So if you guys were ghosts, then, you know, theoretically, where would you want to haunt?
I feel like if I were to die first, that's really scary to say out loud, by the way. Please, please, God, no.
You know what's even scarier? No matter what, one of us is going to die first. Isn't that sad?
That's really sad. It's going to make me cry
about this.
No. That's going to make me cry later.
Yeah. We'll think about that later.
That's really sad.
That'll be on the
man.
Next episode.
Hey, yo!
But I would haunt Sam. So, okay. Like,
all right. Like, for the content.
Dude, the best YouTube channel ever. I'm just like slamming him up against the wall or something like that. Like,
even in the afterlife, thinking about the content, I respect that.
Exactly. Right? Dude, I got you, man. It's all good.
A little bit more into you guys, not as ghosts, but as people.
Okay. Let's go.
That's probably good.
Let's go.
Some people make the assumption that you wish you were known maybe more like on your own and not as a duo.
Yeah, I'm forgot. Never brought this up to you before, but I was thinking about quitting the channel this year.
Yeah, who would be the first to go solo? Who's me. The Zane? Yeah?
Oh.
I'm letting you know right now.
Right now? Is this the conversation?
I'm done. I'm over it. It just needs to be me now. We actually have our own personal channels that we posted on. I'm sorry.
What is happening right now? Are we breaking up?
Are we in a relationship?
People think so.
People assume that you kiss bi-weekly is what they're saying.
Okay,
that was the right. most that was the most liked comment on like our community post that we did on YouTube. It was like, what assumptions do you have? It was that you guys kiss bi-weekly specifically.
Well, okay, we love our fans. Does bi-weekly mean every other week or twice a week?
Or twice a week.
Because yeah. like one of them might be right. I just wanted the clarification. Right. We'll see.
But yeah, so you guys have never like, I don't know, there's not that kind of like longing, I guess, or desire to maybe be known as like your own person.
I mean, again, we do have our own personal channels, like on a serious note, that yeah. like if we had that desire, we could post on those whenever we wanted to. But like yeah. we've built this empire together from the beginning. And so I like being Sam and Colby.
When we first started and we didn't really know what we wanted to do, we were trying a bunch of different types of content, and there did get a point where we would argue about like creative differences. And that's like why we separated and had the other channels, so that we could have this other creative outlet, he could have his. And if we had an idea that wasn't gonna mesh well with each other, it was fine, because then you could just do it by yourself. Nowadays, we like found something that we both love and that brings us so much fulfillment that we don't necessarily need to be these separate.
People assume that, you know, it's hard to have a normal friendship when your content and your livelihood is based around it.
I would say, yeah, it's definitely super hard. It's really, really hard. Like, we've had to sacrifice a lot. You got to learn how to like communicate. We consider ourselves, which is funny, I'm saying this after the last question, but like we do consider ourselves like a married couple sometimes, because like we're just so good at like communication.
I can tell by the way you look at each other.
We share a bank account, you know.
Especially when we first started and we had no idea how to run a business. We had no idea how to make content. Everything was very stressful. We didn't know, you know. There was a time in our lives like where we didn't know how we were gonna pay like rent that next week. And so my decision and our friendship could cost us our livelihood. Mm-hmm. And that pressure is a lot to put on a friendship. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we have been really, really good at setting communication as the highest, and we've gotten through it. And we've been able to do it for 10 years. And I consider that like a godsend. That's awesome.
You guys are roommates. People assume maybe that you've mixed up things. The toothbrushes, maybe socks, underwear.
We've definitely probably swapped toothbrushes like by accident.
I definitely wear your underwear like often.
I was looking for my underwear. Like I feel like, yeah, I feel like it's missing.
I remember I saw your like just a couple days ago, you had my shoes or my belt or something.
Oh, I did. I came upstairs wearing same shoes, and he was like, "Those are mine." I was like, "Oh, really? They were in my closet." So don't take this out of context, but a lot of weird stuff happens because we are roommates. Like, I do have a funny story. There was one night recently, actually, like a couple months ago, that I had a little bit too much to drink. And I woke
Dude,
up.
Dude, wait, you gotta preface this. This is the greatest story.
I'm ready.
In the world.
Should I go slower? Go back a little bit?
Yeah.
Do you remember this? Because I want to tell this, if not.
Please do it.
I want to be immersed.
Yeah, please do it.
Wow, but do you remember it?
I just remember being blacked out. And then you can, I don't want to spill the beans, so you can go for it.
I remember not remembering anything.
I remember waking up and being like, what?
Dude, this was so funny.
This is so bad.
It's horrible, and I can't believe we're talking about this on the internet. So we were at this party. We got very drunk. And we get an Uber home or whatever. I think we even had, I don't know if we had people over or whatever like that. But anyway, it was a long night. I wake up because I feel this like I feel someone in my bed. And I'm like, I don't remember. Did I like pull last night? Like, fuck?
It's like, I never do like, that.
That's never happened to me before. Like, that's crazy. And then so I'm like, check one more time, and I like feel like this leg. I was like, okay, cool. I turn around and I look, and then literally Colby's face is right here, cuddled up next to me, and I'm like, oh my god, he's completely naked.
So
not that part.
I just don't remember anything besides waking up next to Sam, and my girlfriend was like in the room.
Like, yeah, your girlfriend was downstairs, but he chose to come into my room and sleep with me that night. I was like, okay, cool.
Wow.
Priorities lie. Oh,
that's so bad.
Which one of you is the big spoon and which one of you is the little spoon?
I'm the big spoon. I'm taller and more dominant.
People assume that you want to go back to some of your early exploring days.
Yeah, you nailed it on the head. Like, I miss the exploring content. Like, we used to do a bunch of, like, urbex where we would, like, not break in physically to abandoned places, but find a way to sneak.
Not break in if you're watching and you're a cop for illegal purposes.
All right, this was years ago.
Enter. Please don't
arrest us. But yeah, no, I miss those, like, sort of adventures where we're, like, evading security and stuff like that and just, like, getting into these spots. I miss that adrenaline.
That was something that we did as friends prior to this whole YouTube journey, the exploring stuff. That was just something we would do in our free time, no matter what, like explore abandoned places.
And in 2025, we are like planning to bring those old Sam and Colby vibes back to the main channel. So exclusive.
Yeah. Wow. We have not told people about that.
I'm so glad that we spilled
the beans and we talked about that because we talk about everything.
It's because you just feel so open around it. Right? It's just such an inviting and warm present.
Get excited.
People think that maybe you feel pigeonholed into like kind of paranormal like content. Do you ever feel that, you know, you wish you could do something maybe completely different than like, you know, the kind of stuff that you do now?
We love Haunted so much. So, but they're very right. We are pigeonholed. We have tried to do like other content in the past and it just didn't do well for the channel. A lot of people enjoyed it, but like in comparison to the views, it just didn't hit as hard as the Haunted, but we are so happy where we're at. Like we love what we do.
And there's a lot of different things. Like when people are like, oh, like paranormal, whatever, you're pigeonholed there. There's a big genre of things to do in that world. Like we still get to travel. We still get to, you know, we're making movies now. It's like all these cool things. Like just because it is this one genre doesn't mean there's not plenty of other things to do. And if we did have different ideas, we have like other platforms and we have our personal channels and we work on other projects outside of just this. So maybe at first we were scared of it feeling like that. But when we really dive into it, we realize there's like such a big world for us to like adventure.
I don't know about you, but I grew up collecting Pokemon, Digimon, and Magic the Gathering cards. And since then, nothing has really scratched that itch for me until Raid Shadow Legends. My favorite champion in Raid is Rhodos the Lost Groom. He's a high DPS, hit him quick, get out fast character. And I really like that play style. Raid has so much depth and strategy that it's sometimes overwhelming for new users. That's why they're giving away two epic heroes for free to help new users kickstart the game. This limited time offer will help give you a great start in the game. Want to win $5,000 gaming content consoles, smartphones, Amazon gift cards, and in-game loot? Now through January 15th, Raid is making your Christmas dreams come true with a chance to win amazing prizes with a special minigame event. Players will save Santa by shooting the boss with snowballs. Users will only have 24 hours to play the event after downloading Raid, and they must go through our link to be eligible. Ready to start playing Raid Shadow Legends? Simply download Raid using the link in the description, then head to xmas.raidrpg.com, enter your Raid ID, and start throwing snowballs. Click the link in the description or scan this QR code to download Raid today.
There's a burning question, you know, on everyone's mind, it's, do you still have the holy water guns that Garrett gave you?
Yes!
Oh my god, we do! That was awesome, first of all, that he gave us these holy water guns right before his Winchester video,
I believe so, yeah.
That was awesome. I have a glass case of, like, my most fondest memories in our house, and his holy water gun is, like, sitting right behind me in my office every day. It's so awesome.
We need to use it. We actually need to take it, like, to a spot and use it.
We just start testing it on random people. Just like that you don't really trust. You're just like...
They just start burning alive.
One thing that people think is that you dislike fans comparing you to each other, pitting you against each other, maybe having favorites or things like that.
I have to be the favorite.
Yeah, no, he's definitely the favorite.
Yeah.
He disagrees with me. I was like, yeah, I know he is, for sure.
We've just kind of accepted that at this point.
It's not true.
But yeah. It's fine.
Go ahead and compare.
Go ahead and compare. We all know. We know.
Well, then next step, maybe that your fans are too parasocial and that the fan fictions are getting out of hand.
When's the last time you read a fanfic?
Last night.
Is that why I heard those noises?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Spoiler alert. It wasn't the ghost.
It was not a ghost.
That's interesting. I don't know. Remember the last time I watched a fanfiction.
Yeah. Watched one.
You're getting them animated?
Whoa!
They're making porn parodies of Sam and Colby videos.
Oh, man.
AI's gotten crazy. It's trust. They can convert anything nowadays. One cool thing I think about, like, our style of content and maybe just the vibe of our videos is because they're super long videos and it's much more personality driven, it's really cool to meet fans in person because it's like we're already best friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like they know our humor. It's so many times like we'll have conversations with people. I'm like, oh, you are just like us because we like hang out all the time. Like the videos, it's really cool to meet fans in this world. You know, they got the same interests and same humor and stuff. It's really cool, actually.
What's like the craziest fan story you have?
The older woman and being a little touchy with you.
The older woman being touchy. Let's get into it. This is the clip.
Do you not remember one of the fans' moms?
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember the fans' mom.
You might have gotten her number after that because of how touchy she was with just Sam specifically. Yeah. She was like, oh, hey, like, I love your paranormal content. Like, stroking his back.
Yeah, a little further down than just the back.
Oh, my God.
That was messed up.
It was at least three moms touch my ass for that.
Wow.
It's only Sam. They just, the moms like Sam's ass.
That's the clip.
Good.
That's the clip. Moms like my ass.
Leave a comment below if you're a mom and you like Sam's ass.
Let's go.
Maybe add your number.
Hey. People assume that you cuddle every Saturday night on Scary Movie Night.
Usually it's Tuesday, Thursday.
The bi-weekly, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's when you're kissing as well. Yeah. No, the kiss is Monday, Wednesday. The cuddle is Tuesday, Thursday. Yeah,
we like to spread it out a little bit. Yeah.
People also assume that you guys aren't really sure who is Sam and who is Colby.
We're not sure?
Yeah, you guys don't know.
It gets confusing sometimes.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's crazy? We were at this like event thing this weekend, and we not only met, but worked with this guy 6 or 7 times before, and then he just references me as Colby. And I was like, bro, like, I've met you for like the last 2 years. I worked with you, and he's just like, yo, Colby. I was like, really? Is it not apparent? Maybe it's not apparent. Like, do we not make it like I'm Sam, he's Colby? Maybe not. Anyway, guys, hi, I'm Sam.
I thought you were both actually named Sam and Colby. So you're Sam and Colby, and you're also Sam and
I'm
Colby.
I'm Sam and Colby.
Yeah. I'm Sam and Colby as well.
This one's coming from Smosh. Are you familiar with Shane Robert Top? He just assumes that you drive a Subaru Outback.
I've never met them personally, but a Sam and a Colby. They're driving a Subaru Outback.
You just seem like Subaru.
What's the stereotype on that? Is that like hippie vibe or what?
Maybe that's a little bit of a vibe. Maybe it is ghost hunter vibe.
It's ghost hunter vibe.
It's like super outback, you know, because it's a spacious, you know, it's got, you know, good enough fuel efficiency while also having lots of room for equipment and stuff, maybe.
Mm. Well, now I kind of want to drive that car.
We should get one of those.
Let's do it.
Some of the folks out there, you know, on the internet assume that, Sam, you're afraid that Solamente Salsa would be too big of a success and that Colby would leave you behind.
Even prior to us starting YouTube, Colby's main claim to fame was this business idea called Solamente Salsa, translated only salsa. And the spot only sells salsa,
yeah,
which a lot of people think is a great idea. You know, last time we did this as a business pitch, I think we did this on Explore Club, our platform.
Last time we did it, because you've done it multiple times.
We were doing business pitches to each other on something like that, but we got like multiple emails from like franchisee companies that was like, I will make Solamente Salsa a thing. And I was like, really? Like, what? I keep trying to shut it down and like make fun of the idea because I don't want him to leave me.
I think it's a great idea. Like, just imagine going to a store, there's just kind of like a candy store, except it's just all different salsas. Mm-hmm. And then you get your chips, you can pour into like little dispensaries.
And don't get any ideas, we have patented, so.
This next one is my personal favorite thing to ask YouTubers because it's the source of like 90% of my anxiety. People think, maybe me, this is projecting, but no retirement plan. Like, what do you do once, if you're not making videos anymore, if you're not making YouTube, what do you do? You know, are you gonna do this till you're 65?
Sam and Colby, ghost hunting with a walker.
With a walker.
Like, I feel like that's big. You know?
Did you hear that?
That was your real chair, dude. Oh my God. I don't know. We've had a lot of those types of conversations. And what's so funny is when we first moved out to LA and started this whole thing, we're like, there's not a chance we do this past 25. And then we hit 25 and we're like, this is still awesome. There's not a chance we're going to do this like when we're 30. And now like we're just thinking about the longevity of this, and we've had a lot of conversations, especially over the last 2 years. There's so many interesting things to do. And I do think the world of social media might change, and like the style of things that we do might change. But there's a pretty long tail on this, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And we're like working on like side businesses and stuff too that will hopefully have like longevity. And so like if the YouTube thing dies down one day, those other things can still exist and live. And we're always going to be doing something. We're just not sure what it's going to be.
People assume that maybe after kind of growing up, you've been doing this for a long time, that maybe you feel like sometimes it's hard to capture that same excitement or magic from when you first started.
I'm not trying to be cute right now, but like I feel like the magic is between like our relationship and our dynamic. And so like just having fun and being friends like on these shoots and stuff is like where that sort of Sam and Colby vibe comes from. So I think if that dies, then there's an issue. I still have no idea what I would be doing if I didn't do social media. And so like each year there's like new excitement for multiple different reasons. Like there's new like goals that we'll make, or obviously new haunted spots to go see and stuff like that. And so I love what I do, so it doesn't even feel like work. And so I think the fire never dies.
The final assumption, really probably the biggest one, really that so many people sent in, is that you're going to invite people from Smosh to be on your next investigation.
Oh, is that the biggest assumption?
That's the biggest one. That's really what people are assuming.
Damn,
and
that's
like
flat
out
wrong then.
Because it doesn't even have to be like people from Smosh. Even if there's like someone that you met recently, maybe is associated with Smosh in some way.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, why do you think that's a good idea?
Because I get scared easy.
come, dude, man. Let's do it.
You said you're from Idaho?
I'm from Idaho, yeah.
We've never been to Idaho.
You want to come to Idaho?
Well, maybe we can investigate your house.
My house?
What?
Actually, the house that my parents currently live in was built in like 1918. So
there we go.
Who knows?
That's a lead.
Creepy
That's
basement.
That's a lead.
That's probably all it is.
A creepy basement.
Okay, so I'm going to give you, this is a little final fun little segment we're going to do here. I'm going to go down a list of places that you visited, and I want you to just like kind of rank them. Scariest to least scary. Like what were the vibes?
Cool.
All right, ready? The Haunted Stanley Hotel.
S
by far. That actually, like, that was the origin of, like, the best ghost hunting method of our entire career.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
S's method.
The Conjuring House.
S.
Actually, our entire channel
S. Best videos on YouTube.
All right, the Crescent Hotel.
Ooh, I would say a solid A.
A or S, maybe.
A. S in terms of interesting, but I was never, I don't think I was like scared. I was interested.
Yeah, it was less like demonic.
Actually, the locker room scene, crazy. It's gotta be S, actually. That's crazy.
That was
You're
insane.
Just saying like the number one videos we have.
Every video that you guys have is a number one video in my heart.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
Maybe we should invite this guy.
All right, let's go to Idaho. Let's go
guys,
Idaho.
It's working. Okay, the Biltmore Hotel.
That was one of our first videos ever. So
candles.
Yeah, the candles were insane. We never had the same equipment as we do now, so it's hard to compare. Because like, yeah. I feel like if we did that now, it would be so different than we did that like 4 or 5 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, back in the day, we just would go into these places without any equipment and kind of just like ask out and see what would happen. And so mm-hmm. that was during that time. So I feel like we need to like reinvestigate that spot. So I would probably put it as like a B or an A.
Yeah.
Maybe.
The Hotel de Coronado.
Ooh.
Oh.
It's in San Diego.
I remember getting less on that, but I do remember a crazy knock.
Yeah, yeah.
Last I would say S's. Overall, probably like also a B, but mm-hmm. there's one moment where we were like on one side of the hotel room and there's literally loud as can be a knock on a table right in front of us. So much so that like Colby like jumped to get me out of like this sensory deprivation thing that we were doing. It's crazy.
Goatman's Bridge.
The lore there was crazy.
The lore is crazy.
The location was not my favorite.
It's just hard to investigate outside locations, especially that was right next to a highway. The story is one of the coolest stories, but I would probably rank that like a B.
Yeah, B.
The Queen Mary.
S.
Oh, S.
That was our first experience
that
ever.
That proved yeah. everything.
Would you ever go back to the Queen Mary and do it again?
We've been like 6 times.
You've been 6 times? Oh, okay.
Roughly. I don't know like exactly 6, but like, yeah, we can't go back. It's been too many times.
You wouldn't take anyone that you've recently met back.
We wouldn't go to Idaho, dude. Like, what?
No, you should come to Idaho. The Clown Motel.
That one? Probably like a C or D.
C or D, yeah.
C for clown.
C for clown, but like that's the really the scariest part of it all is like how many clowns there are in like the main like office and stuff, but yeah, probably could see.
It's, like it's mainly known for the aesthetic of it, but the hauntings are less cool.
The Mizpah Hotel.
That's right next to Clown Motel.
That
I like
one
that
is
one.
Cool. That one's less like scary, but that was very intelligent.
Spirit. The Lady in Red.
Lady in Red. You got close to that lady.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that was an A for me.
Yeah. Well, I remember you describing what thing happened after the video, so that might be an S for you.
God.
Thing. What happened after the video?
It's bad.
Huh? You did something with the lady in red?
I slept with the ghost.
That's crazy.
In the Mizpah Hotel.
Take whatever meaning of sleep you want.
The Haunted Mission Inn Hotel.
Ooh, oh, I remember
it's
that.
It's an old one, too.
I'm trying to remember what happened in that spot.
The backpack almost fell off on the bed. Remember
oh,
that?
Yeah. And a light, like, turned out or something.
Yeah.
That's going to be a huge thing.
It was a big thing, but it was also when we didn't have too much in equipment. So I'd probably put it as, like, a B again or a C.
The Winchester Mystery House.
That's a really cool location. Do you know how many rooms there are?
160 rooms.
Yeah, something like that.
It's crazy. I love that spot. People dub it, and we have too, the Grand Central Station for spirits because yeah. of how active it is. So I would have to put that close to A or S.
Yeah,
so
I would say that's like an S for yeah. sure.
The Clown Tunnel.
Whoa, that's a throwback.
Yeah, I would say that's like a F.
It was honestly just like a sewage.
It's just yeah. a sewer, honestly. Thing. But it was really fun to like run around fun. In a sewer, yeah. like we usually do.
No Pennywise, no red balloons.
No red balloons.
We heard other people there, but like people, I guess, aren't ghosts.
Ghosts. It's true.
So they're F.
And finally, Hill House.
That was a hard one.
It was hard because it was such like a big, it's a castle. So it was such like a big area that there was like a lot of people still like in the lobby. Like we didn't rent out the entire place. So like shooting wise, and the fans don't know this obviously, but like it was more difficult, but the place was really cool. And like it had like a lot of cool lore. I'd probably put that in the middle, like C.
Yeah, probably a C.
Or D.
Yeah, we learned a lot. Don't shoot in public places because it's really hard to tell if a place is haunted or if it's just a yelling from a random person, you know.
One final question. Word around the Smosh lore is that this house is that there's a ghost here.
Ooh.
So I know obviously there's lots of cameras, there's a lot of stuff. Did you feel anything? Are there any vibes in here that there might be a ghost?
definitely haunted.
Yeah.
You feel it?
Well, usually the way I tell if a place is haunted is the smell, and it smells really bad in here. So, yeah. There's something evil.
I smelled that in the car on the way over here, though, too.
Do you think the evil came with us?
Maybe.
The Tesla's haunted.
The Tesla, dude.
Shit, I gotta figure out what's in the car.
Dude, well, thank you guys so much. This is a ton of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it a lot.
Awesome, man. But thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Thanks for being here.
This is a true story, but Sam won best hairstyle in like our grade.
Wow.
And I was like, that guy does have cool hair.
It's framed in my bedroom in Kansas.
Your hair had a really big impact.
Oh. I think the only reason why we're on social media is because of our hair.
A really big impact. Yes. The first thing I'm like, yeah, when you guys like met, like, is there anything you see in it? It's just hair.
It's hair.
It's so good, dude.
Colby always says the first time that he remembers knowing who I was is because I walked up and accepted that hair award. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it's going to be me one day. I think. That's at least that's how I remember you telling me the story.
I think I was just like, oh, no, that's really cool that guy won it because he has cool hair.
Oh, is that the story now? Cool.